Honest conversations? Are just that, honest. They're not deep. They're not revolutionary. They're you. The most honest conversations we will or can have are the conversations we have within ourselves. With ourselves. The inner dialogue.
Did I just make my first friend? I guess so. Yeah, that was nice. You both were just solving chemistry problems and you were having fun. She was fun, right? Yeah, and she understood my accent and she was fascinated by it even, and we had some good conversations. Yeah, I think you just made your first friend. Wow. I've met so many people in my class or my cohort already. But talking to her felt like I just like was talking to a friend. That was amazing, I guess. Wow. And then she introduced you to other people, and they were also very nice, so I guess you just got yourself a bunch of friends. Yeah, finally. It was getting a bit lonely, but yeah, I guess I was scared that everyone is going to have a hard time understanding my accent. That's why I wasn't spending too much time with them. Yeah, but mostly everyone understood your accent. Wow, yeah. I feel so good knowing that I can make friends. Yeah, you didn't even know that you were worried about that. Yeah, I thought I was just going to focus on studies, and if I didn't make friends, I didn't make friends, that's fine. But I guess I was subconsciously worried that I'll be alone all the time. But that's not the case. That was amazing, just sitting with her during the chem tutorial, and we had fun while solving the problems. It was really nice. Yeah. Wow, that was at least one good thing today. Now, hopefully, the lady at the food services gives you a job. Yeah, I don't think it'll be easy though, right? Like, I think I'll go give in my resume to someone and they will pass it on to someone, and then I'll get a call, and then I'll have to go for an interview, and then maybe if they like me, they will like you, don't worry. Yeah, but I know I just made friends and I was scared about people not understanding my accent, but I feel like it will matter more when I'm applying for a job, especially at a place where I'll have to keep talking to customers all the time. I think they might just reject me for my accent. Yeah, but just make sure that during the interview you speak clearly and slowly. Your accent isn't that different. Yeah. Okay, so I guess I'm almost here now. Just need to find the person who I can give my resume to. Wow, there are so many employees here. I wonder who do I give my resume to? Oh, she looks important. Like, she's not behind the counter and she's walking really fast, talking to everyone. Maybe you can give your resume to her. Oh, yeah. This is weird, but I'm very nervous about this. You'll be fine. You have nothing to lose right now. Just go up, give your resume, and that's it. Okay, okay. Whoa, she's coming towards me. Okay, okay, I'm gonna do this now. Arya, what are you doing? She's going to go right past you. Okay. She was pretty sweet. Wow. So she just told me to wait here for her. How long do you think she'll take? She did say 5 minutes, so I guess you could wait for 15 before asking any questions. Yeah. Yeah, I'll do that. Wow. Did I already get an interview? Yeah, I think so. She told you to sit down. I mean, if all she was going to do was take your resume and pass it on to someone, she would have told you. Oh, wow, she's already coming. Okay, she's here. Sit up straight, act smart. And remember, speak clearly. Why did she just ask me if I have any? Wow, she's so sweet. Wait, did she just ask me to give my schedule? Wow, they're going to make sure that my shifts don't clash with my classes. Wait, does that mean you already got the job? I don't know. Does that mean that? Should I ask her that I already got the job? Wait, she just started talking about the pay. I think I got the job? Wait, whoa. She just told me that I can start. Whoa. Did I hear her correctly? Did she just say that I can start at 6:30 this Sunday? Wow. I guess she really liked the fact that you were ready to come at 6:30 in the morning. Yeah. But I just got the job. Like, in 10 minutes, I got a job. Yeah, she's telling you to sign the form. Just do it. Wow. I can't believe I just got a job. Make sure you thank her. I think she just pitied you or something. Yeah, maybe, but she doesn't even know what to pity me for. She doesn't know I'm a struggling international student or whatever. Yeah, okay, just hurry up and sign the form before she changes her mind. Wow. That was easy. And she said I could just work one day a week at 6:30 a.m. in the morning and I'd be done by noon. That's perfect. I get the whole of Saturday off and half of Sunday. I don't even have to worry about wasting time because there's no way I was going to study in that time anyway. Wow, today has been a good day for you. Yeah, I can't believe I just got a job. Why was it so hard for me to get a job online then? I'm pretty sure I submitted my resume to at least 30 places. Maybe they just don't check. Maybe they posted their positions, but then people come in person and they are given a priority because, I don't know, because maybe they don't have to pay a service. Like, I guess if they're posting something on Indeed, then there has to be a way that Indeed earns money from this, right? Yeah, wow, I'm still shocked. I think the only criteria I got hired on was that I was able-bodied. Wow. Wait, don't forget, you also got hired because you can start early in the morning. Yeah, but I'm sure anyone who's really in need of money would do that. That's true. I didn't even think that I had any skills worth hiring for, but wow, I guess I'm lucky that I've been given a body that's functioning well. I wonder what are the other things that you have that you aren't aware of. I mean, my English is pretty good. Like, the fact that I was able to make friends today was because I could converse in English easily. And yes, I know my accent is different, but at least I was able to have a conversation with them without feeling like I am trying to speak a new language and I'm trying to make friends. Like, imagine if I didn't know English very well and I was already conscious about the fact that I am trying to speak a new language fluently with people who have been speaking that language since they were born, and I'm trying to make friends. I guess I never considered that as a privilege. Is that the right word? Yeah. Wow. And also, I guess the fact that my parents allowed me to come abroad to study. Because look at all my other friends who wanted to go abroad and study, and their parents said no. They are still struggling to look for a university in India, and because of the population, they have to keep going from one university to the other to make sure that they are getting the best that they can. And I didn't even have to physically go anywhere. I just sat down and applied through the internet, got my acceptance, and then flew here. Yeah, and what about the people who don't have internet? You have been so lucky. But then, if I have been so lucky, how do I remember that? I mean, today I'm thinking of this because two good things happened, but it's easy to forget what I have. How do I remember, I guess, the privileges that I have? I guess by talking to yourself like this. I mean, yeah, there are things you'll see in the future that might make you think that someone else has a privilege that you don't. And it's good to acknowledge that, but it is also good to keep reminding yourself that you have so many privileges. And I think if you use those privileges wisely, you'll remember. Like, you didn't even know you could get hired just because you had an able body. And no, this was a given, and I just didn't know that I wouldn't have so many opportunities in life because of the body I have, or because of the languages I can speak, or because my parents are so flexible and open-minded. I don't know why, but thinking like this makes me feel very fake. Am I being fake right now? Talking to yourself, are you lying to your own self right now? No, but this is so new. It's new for me to think that what I have is something more than what others have. I've never thought about that. I guess I just need to be more aware of what I have and what I don't have, and how I can use what I have to say thanks or show my gratitude and help others. I guess it's good then that at least you talk to yourself in this weird manner. Otherwise, you wouldn't have realized this. Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure people who have a different thinking style would still realize this. I think that's just me feeling special that I have a discussion with myself. Oh, is that the bus that you have to take to the mall? Oh yeah, I should totally go to the mall right now and get my non-slip shoes. Run, or you're going to miss the bus.
You just finished another episode of The Inner Dialogue. If you would like to reach out to the creators, you can find them on Reddit and Twitter as The Inner Dialogue. And if you would like to follow Arya's journey ahead, stay tuned for the next episode.